Trip, Bob Clark, along with Dale Cornelius, Candy Cruz, 96.3, News Radio KKOB. It's an annual report that is released usually just a few days before the start of the legislative session up in Santa Fe, which begins today at noon. This year's report from Trip on the state of our roads and bridges here in New Mexico and the hidden costs to all of us for driving on deficient roads and bridges was released last Thursday by Trip, which is a transportation research firm back in Washington, D.C. And joining us now to talk more about that, and this year's report, is Carolyn Kelly, who's the Director of Communication and Research for Trip. Carolyn, thank you very much for your time this morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You know, as we're driving day to day, going to work or running errands or getting the kids to school or back home from school, sometimes we're not actually sitting there thinking about how much it really does cost each individual person in this state in terms of the hidden costs of driving on deficient roads and bridges. But suffice it to say, it totals up to quite an eye-popping number, doesn't it?
That's right. It's like you said, it's probably not news to drivers in New Mexico that the roads that they're driving on are rough and sometimes in deteriorated condition with potholes and cracks, or that they're sitting in traffic and congestion more often. But what they might not realize, and what our report quantifies, is that there is a price tag to that. So the report that we released last week finds that for in statewide in New Mexico, drivers in the state are losing $3.3 billion each year. That's because they're driving on roads that are deteriorated and that are essentially beating up their vehicles and sending them back to their mechanics more often. Mm-hmm. The second part of that is the cost of lost time and wasted fuel because they're stuck in congestion more often. And then the third part of that cost is the financial cost of traffic crashes, some of which perhaps could have been prevented with some extra safety features on those roads. And in the Albuquerque area, we've calculated that each driver loses about $3,000 each year. Again, that's a result of driving on roads that are in rough condition, that are congested, and that aren't as safe as they could be.
Carolyn, are you? I know you highlight, obviously, specifically Albuquerque and then Las Cruces in Santa Fe. So the numbers issued in this report that are highlighted in this report, are these numbers just specifically for those three urban areas of New Mexico, or do you take into account estimates regarding the entire state?
Well, we've got the overall cost statewide, which is $3.3 billion.
Okay.
And then we've also calculated, based on the congestion levels and the condition of the roads in those major urban areas, what the individual cost per driver is there as well.
Okay, very good. And for Albuquerque specifically, the yearly cost is estimated at a little bit more than $3,000, almost $2,000 for drivers in Las Cruces, and about $2,100 for drivers up in Santa Fe. Let's talk specifically about the very small percentage of roads and bridges in New Mexico that are considered to be in good condition. So kind of break down the percentages for us when we're talking about roads in terms of good condition, fair, mediocre, and poor.
Yeah, we find that statewide, more than half of the state's roads are in either poor or mediocre condition. Now, these are roads that are visibly in rough shape, where you can see the rutting and cracks and potholes. So more than half of the miles that New Mexicans are driving on are in poor condition and essentially beating up their vehicle. We also looked at bridge conditions in the state, and with some additional funding, the state's been able to improve the condition of bridges in the state, but there's still more than 170 bridges across New Mexico that are in poor or structurally deficient condition. Now, it's important to note that these bridges are safe for travel and they're monitored very closely, but some of them do need replacement or even reconstruction. And according to the New Mexico DOT, the share of bridges that's projected to be in poor condition will increase in the future because there's not enough funding available to make all the needed repairs.
Carolyn Kelly, who is from TRIP, the national transportation firm in Washington, D.C., transportation research firm, with us here on News Radio KKOB, talking about the report they just released last Thursday on the state of roads and bridges here in New Mexico. And ultimately, the cost. I mean, I guess in a perfect world, if the New Mexico Department of Transportation had every single penny that they needed to get all of our roads and bridges up to good condition, it would be $7.5 billion, your report lays out. And that's dramatically more than it was just 9 years ago, wasn't it?
That's right. As part of this report, the New Mexico DOT provided a list of almost 80 projects across the state that they've identified as being needed, but that there's not funding for right now. So these are projects that are essentially stranded on the drawing board because there just isn't funding available. So there's $7.5 billion in needed projects that can't move forward right now. And as you said, the backlog of projects has increased tremendously. In about a decade ago, there was about $1.3 billion in projects. So the number of projects has expanded, and the cost of those projects has also gone up significantly in the last decade, because the longer you put off these needed improvements, the more expensive they become, and the longer that list grows.
Absolutely. Carolyn, I have a couple of other questions for you. I do have to take a quick check of traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here. It's 8:17. We'll continue with you in just a moment. Right now, here's Candy Cruz with an update on Rush Hour. All right, we continue now with Carolyn Kelly, who's the Director of Communication and Research from TRIP, a transportation research firm out of Washington, D.C., which released its annual report on the state of New Mexico roads and bridges just last Thursday as the 30-day legislative session gets underway today. A couple of other things. Carolyn, I'm going to assume you – I mean – well, I shouldn't assume, but do you do reports like this for all 50 states?
We don't do reports in all 50 states, but as you said, this is usually an annual report that we do in New Mexico, typically as the legislature is reconvening, so that as there are decisions being made about the condition and the funding of the transportation system, the legislators and the public have got all the information available.
Yeah, and I know the state legislature this year is going to consider what they are referring to as a $1.5 billion road bond, which is good. But we always seem to have plenty of oil and gas revenues available for lawmakers every year. We always hear about hundreds of millions of dollars being put aside for infrastructure and roads. But yet it sounds like we are having a difficult time even just playing catch-up before we can really make significant progress. Would that be a fair way to describe it? We're still in catch-up mode, major.
Well, there's a number of factors that go into that funding gap that we see in New Mexico. As vehicles are becoming more fuel efficient and there's more electric vehicles on the roads, that cuts significantly into the amount of money that's coming into the state from the motor fuel taxes. And at the same time that there's less money coming in, inflation has increased dramatically in recent years. And so the money that is there simply doesn't stretch far enough. So you've got less money coming in, higher inflation, and an existing transportation funding gap that's growing by the year. So it's really a combination of factors that have put New Mexico in a position where they'll need to find additional revenue to address some of the deficiencies on the transportation system and to get some of these needed projects off of the drawing board and underway.
And one last question for you, too, Carolyn, is the fact that obviously for those of us who live in Albuquerque, we drive Albuquerque roads every day. Of course, we have tens of thousands of vehicles just passing through on I-40 and I-25 here in the Albuquerque area and the other urban areas of Las Cruces and Santa Fe. How much do you believe the fact that we're a very rural state as well kind of plays into the difficulties of our New Mexico Transportation Department trying to kind of keep up with the minimum amount of work that really needs to be happening every year?
Right. It's a large system across the state that covers different areas and different terrain, and that can make it a bit more difficult to repair. But the state's roads are incredibly important for the economy in the state, particularly in the rural areas. The state's tourism industry and the mining industry and agriculture industry and energy extraction all rely on an efficient transportation system that's well-maintained and that's safe to get people and products where they need to go.
Very good. Carolyn, I appreciate your time this morning, and thank you very much for the information.
Thank you.
All right. Carolyn Kelly from TRIP with us here on 96.3 News Radio, KKOB.